Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three passages of Scripture, Hebrews, Jeremiah, and then out of Isaiah. First out of Hebrews, which we read a portion of last week, and again out of chapter 12. And we're not sure who the writer of Hebrews is, but he says this, beginning in verse 1, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus." And then out of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, and God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah says this, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." And then out of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 40, one of my favorite passages, where Isaiah is speaking to the people to come back to God, to return to God. And he says this, beginning in verse 29, about God. He says, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Well, it's a statement which I didn't fully grasp when I first heard it years ago. Listen to what St. Augustine shared a long time ago. "People travel to wonder at the height of mountains and at the huge waves of the sea, at the long courses of rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and they pass by themselves without even wondering." Well, as I reflected more and more on those words of St. Augustine after I read them, I realized, sadly, that all too often, that was me. That was me. Thank goodness our children and grandchildren, and maybe you, don't pass by themselves, but seem to grasp the glorious wonder of who they are. Just watch the passion that marks the lives of our children and grandchildren as they go through each day, a passion reflecting a sense of wonder of their life and all who God created them to be. That's how God intended it to be for them then and as they grew into teenagers and beyond, but also for us today. At the end of our lives, we will realize that it was never about the world's stuff, about the world's definition of success. It was never about records or resumes or accumulating a bunch of things, or about climbing ladder after ladder. It was never about all the transient and temporary things that we do accumulate, which are eventually gone and tarnished and turned to dust. Disagree with that if you wish. Doubt it or dismiss it. But I would ask that you would think seriously about it for a moment now, before those last days of your life arrive, and help others you love to do the same, to not let the life God intended for you to live to pass you by, or to be defined by the priorities of the world around us, but instead to move back toward those God-ordained priorities of life, toward all the wonder, all the potential and purpose of the person who God created you and me to be. And it begins here when we remember who God is, the God who created you and me. And it begins by fixing our eyes on Christ, never turning our gaze from him. The one who knew us before we were born will never leave us, and who, as Jeremiah said, sets us apart to live the life he intended for us to live. As we also read a moment ago, Isaiah reminded the people who had forgotten and strayed from God way back then, as he also reminds us in case we've strayed from him today, that those who wait upon the Lord, or as another translation says, but those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah teaches us that when we wait upon and hope in the Lord, when we move closer to him, focus on him, and stand in the midst of all the difficulties going on around us, the world swirling around us, knowing he is standing right there with us, then we see that God will renew our strength and raise us up over and through all of it with wings like eagles so that we can run and not be weary, so we can walk and not faint. And he will restore within us a sense of wonder, a sense of potential and purpose for the lives that he has created you and me to live. So we hear those words of God through the prophet Isaiah, but do we believe them? Do we believe in that God who created it all and set the moon and the sun and the earth in orbit, but who is also the God who knows where little you and little me are and what we're going through, even though at times he seems so big and so distant from us? Really, really, do you believe in that God? Let's be honest. I'll bet that we have all had moments where we had some doubt. I get it. But even more important than that, God gets it. He understands when we may have doubt. When I was in the sixth grade, I was 12. We lived in Farmington, Connecticut. It was one of the many places that I lived as a child, which I enjoyed very briefly before we moved again each following year. And it was then where I remember having my first real encounter with God, not filled with religious dogma or rituals or rules, etc., that I learned in church, but my first real encounter and realization as to who God was. There was a stone wall in the backyard of the house we were renting, and way back, that I wasn't supposed to go beyond. Well, early one evening when I was all alone, I remember walking out into the backyard and looking up into the dark night sky at all the stars and thinking of the solar system, galaxies, and the universe that I had learned about in school that year, and all that must be out there beyond what I was told about in class. And I began to wonder what was beyond even all that I had heard about and talked about. Beyond all of that, the sheer bigness to me in that moment was amazing and hard to grasp. I imagined out as far as I could toward what might be at the very end of it all. And then, in my imagination that night, I built a stone wall like the one in the backyard, right there at what I imagined was the end point of all I was imagining. But then I wondered, well, you've already guessed it, what was on the other side of that stone wall, which I had just built in my imagination. And it was in that moment that I had my first encounter with our great God. It was a bit frightening at age 12, but that was the God I would eventually come to believe. That was the God I would ask into my life years later. That God who knew my every thought, word, step, and mistake, and still loved me. That great God who I had learned had a plan for even me. For many reasons, too many of us never become all who the God beyond that stone wall created us to be. And as a result, we never tap into all the power and potential God has placed in our lives. The reasons we offer, or should I say excuses we offer, are many. Lack of time, current career pressures at our jobs, a doubt in our own ability, the lure of what the world says is important, all the adulation that we want and get when we do things that the world says are acceptable and we achieve things that the world says are important. Past failures hold us back. All of those things and others keep us from tapping into the potential within us, finding our purpose, and becoming all he created us to be. Things happen to us in life. People are lost in our lives unexpectedly. An illness that we never expected to return returns. Disappointments happen. Life is confusing and scary and uncertain and even hopeless feeling at times. And as a result, sometimes, guys, if we're really honest, we struggle to understand and believe in that all-powerful, and wonderful God and how he could possibly know who we are and where we are, or if he cares at all about us. But as Billy Graham said time and time and time again, we are not called to understand it all. We are called to believe. To believe who our ever-present God intended for each of us to be, and to claim the wonder of the life he created for each of us, so that we don't come to the end of our days with a lot of worldly stuff and achievements, with a lot of adulation, as I said, yet never having reached our full God-given potential, and never having asked him into our lives, never having had the impact in the world that God intended for us to have. Stuck in the never-ending ups and downs of the successes and failures of the world, joys and heartaches, and allowing them to determine our worth, coming up short on the impact that we could have and the legacy that we were meant to leave. We were not created by the God of the universe to be what the world says we should be, to live behind the walls the world creates, to confine us into its own image of who or what the world says we are and should be. That's too small. That's way too small compared to what God created for us and wants us to be. Instead, we were created to be all who God wants us to be and to soar through all the stuff of life on wings of eagles and to do it with God, believing in him, believing in all we can be with him, the God beyond the wall. The wonder of his creation, that's who we are. That's who you are, and that's who I am. No matter where you are in your journey, don't miss who he made you to be. So who are you? Who am I? Well, why not start right here by remembering that you're a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God on this side of and on the other side of my imaginary wall is who you're a child of. God knew you and me before we were born, and he set you and me apart for special things. Draw nearer and nearer to him so that he will cause you to mount up with wings like eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint, to be all he meant for you to be. Wait upon the Lord, hope in the Lord, and fix your eyes upon the Lord to become all you were created to be. Don't travel the world over and pass by the wonder of who he created you to be. The wonder of you, a child of God. It's who you are. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for that reminder. And thank you for how every day you remind us, if we would just listen to you and tune into you and not the voices in the world. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for always being there. Thanks for lifting us, creating us, and moving us. Thanks for promising that when we stand in you and wait upon you, that you will raise us up with you on wings of eagles to soar, to be all that you created us to be. Thank you for that, Lord. And thank you for the opportunities you give us to help others to do the same with you and for you. And thank you, Lord, for all that you continue to do and will do with us as we move forward, soaring through life with you. Thank you for your Son. And it's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.